Track 8. The Anaya Terrace. You have finally reached the top, the Anaya Terrace. Legend has it that this is one of the places where the devil could have tempted Jesus. Again, the devil took him up onto an exceeding high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and said unto him, All these things will I give you, if you will fall down and worship me.
But above all, this is the place where the relationship between the cathedral and the city becomes clear, as you can read on the information board, and also that between the cathedral and the rest of the heritage buildings, San Esteban, the university, and the clerecía, or royal clergy.
This is the Golden Mile of Salamanca, a city which was the center of the world in the 16th century, not so much for its economy, but for its ability to generate ideas that helped understand an uncertain and complex time, that of the discovery of America and all it brought about.
Some of the major protagonists of that time were the University of Salamanca and its commitment to knowledge, the Convent of San Esteban, its Dominican monks, and the School of Salamanca with Francisco de Vitoria, forefather of international law and of human rights, and also the Royal Clergy of St. Mark, the great work of the Society of Jesus, that is, the Jesuits, in this city. Down there, you can see the Rua Street, an ancient roadway that crosses the city from south to north, a part of the south to north way of St. James, the old Roman road known as the Silver Route.
And at our feet, Anaya Square, a beautiful byproduct of the wish of General Thibault during the French occupation of Salamanca during the War of Independence to have all buildings between his residence, the Anaya Palace, and the cathedral demolished. The area demolished comprised an entire neighborhood, including a cemetery. His order was security motivated. But the fact is that, whether intentionally or not, he created a square which was very much like the spirit of his time, the Enlightenment. Wide, logical, rectangular, and that offered the visitor an unusual perspective of the cathedral.
Oh!
Now please continue walking to the left. Watch your head when going down the passage, and don't lean out, it's slippery. We'll walk past the clock, apparently one of the first to be put up in a tower in 1350, which surely marked some of the most crucial times of the city. Later, we will take a look at its old machinery.
To continue the ascent, press track number 9.